Hello and welcome to another episode of the Misal Podcast, where I have candid conversations with changemakers and innovators from Pakistan. My name is Zahid and I'm your host. Today, I'm joined by Bushra Latif, founder and CEO of Nani.pk, an e-commerce platform and a community newly launched for mothers. As a female entrepreneur in Pakistan, she talks about building an e-commerce platform for mothers, providing quality childcare products, as well as creating content that supports mothers in the early years. Let's listen in. Welcome to the Misal Podcast. Bushra, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Zahid.
I know you recently started operations, so it must be very exciting for you. So we'll talk about all that. But before we get to that, can you please tell me a little bit about yourself and what problem are you trying to solve with Nani?
I'm Bushra Latif. I belong from Dera Ismail Khan. It's a remote small area in KPK. I used to see, my married sister and my married friends, who had like 2-3 kids. On average, I mean, I would see them really consumed with kids, having no time for themselves and, being just away from their own, well-being and everything. I started feeling this a long time ago. And then I wanted to enter into the tech business because I had been working on it. Once I started Nani.pk, then I realized it was not a price sensitive market at the same place as well. Because, parents would spend on themselves less. Or, they would compromise when they spend on themselves and they wouldn't, compromise when it comes to their child. So I really thought this idea is going to hit the market in that way.
So what you have is, do you have products that you sell directly from maybe a warehouse, or is it something where you get products from different resellers and then you sell them? How does that work out?
So basically we are only a marketing platform. So we have all the Pakistani manufactured brands on board. And, just to give you a little bit of introduction, what we are trying to build. So it's we are trying to facilitate and we are trying to nurture the parents at the same time. We are nurturing them by providing them the parenting courses, and there's no such platform where, parents would go. And, our generation, for example, if I become a mother, I would first go and want to, read on parenting. I mean, the late millennials, we are all, similar people almost. So there's no such platform where, the parents can connect and get that knowledge. So we are trying to nurture them through the parenting courses. We have the chat booths for the mother community where they can connect with, the other mothers alike. And then we are trying to facilitate them by our e-commerce part. So coming to the e-commerce part, we have a brand, we get the brands on board and we work on the commission. It's a commission-based model. So we market them in a way. We are a lead generation website, basically. But we have it's an umbrella brand where a newbie parent would find groceries, apparel, the hardware, furniture, workshops for their kids, everything under one roof. And that's what we are trying to build.
I know you recently launched. What's the reception been like so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. Since I belong to a remote area, I knew how difficult it was to get the groceries for, day-to-day groceries for the kids. I mean, the French formula milk brands, we would had to my bhabhi or my sister, they would send somebody in to Lahore to get the stuff. And because if they wouldn't be traveling, they had no access to, quality apparel or, groceries. So we are getting a very good response, especially from remote areas. Yeah, because we are making it accessible to them.
Was there any other reason that you really felt that this problem really needed to be solved?
I saw this gap in the market. There were many, once I started Nani.pk, I saw that there were many, brands that, of very good quality, export quality, but were not marketed in Pakistan. They would just produce it here and send it outside. So there was this very untapped, a very big untapped market for these brands, because we don't deal in the Chinese, products. So we are promoting the Pakistani manufactured brands, because we want that quality accessible to Pakistani people as well, that are just being, exported. One of the things was that, and then, there are a lot of, this niche was not kind of touched, because, if you look at Junaid Jamshed, for example, it's known as a women apparel brand, but it has a very, a quality line for the kids as well, but that's like nobody knows about it. So, I mean, these kind of brands, they did not get that kind of the limelight they should have for this niche. So we tried to kind of, market this niche specially. And, and plus it was like, mother hands are already like full, and she's like, there are a lot of things going on for her. And, because in today's world, there's a lot of information, but it's difficult to kind of extract knowledge from there. So we, facilitated them by bringing everything together under one roof, where they can compare the quality, where they can compare the prices. It gets easier for her. We can save her time and the anxiety that a mother goes through.
It seems like you're doing a lot of things. So if you can tell me a little bit more about your team, like how big is your team and how many people does it take to, at least right now, how many people does it take to run Nani.pk?
So currently we are 8 people. I have in-house tech team we have in-house operations. We have in-house marketing team. So, the core team is obviously 4 of us. It's we have our tech lead, we have our marketing lead, and we have the sales lead, the operation, the guy who manages operations and the sales together. Bringing the brands on board was the most difficult part, to be honest, when I started this, because when you're like new and you're a girl, most of the people, they don't take you seriously. But currently we have like 30 brands on board already, and Enam, Al Fata, the big ones being on our portfolio. And by the end of November, we are going to be hitting 50. So we have a lot of variety, and we want everything there, available for the mothers and stuff. Yeah.
Were there any other challenges besides getting brands on board that you can talk about, and how did you go about solving those challenges?
Oh, I think it took us a bit of a time because nobody in Pakistan was doing it already. And we had international comparables though, like First Cry and Mom's World. We are somehow similar models to us, but it's because we have the workshops and other stuff going on. So we are a bit different from them. When we started off, it was very difficult because I did not go through a cohort or anything. I just started it on my own. So I was, I remember when I started, we were just, 2 people working on Nani.pk, and we started by, working on, the branding part. So I just want to give you a bit of introduction of what Nani actually is. It's our Asian Nani. She's a, it's because we are a mother care brand. And, previously we had that joint family systems where there was a lot of support from the, the elderly and for the mothers who were the first time mothers. But, in recent times we have seen that how couples have, they move out for work and, for different reasons. So, that support is somehow missing nowadays. And plus there's a lot of generation gap as well with our nannies and the late millennial mothers. Our nanny is a very well-informed, who plays bridge, modern nanny who you can rely on and, you can trust and, she's, you can trust on what she's trying to tell you or what she's, trying to sell to you. Because it goes, whatever we sell, it goes through our quality check. We have our quality check sticker on, and then we kind of, sell it. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the name. The way you sound very passionate about the name. So I'm assuming you came up with the name.
Yes, I came up with the name. $9.99.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I guess you would call yourself a startup because you're starting out, you're testing out a few things and you have a team and like, you know, you're trying to build something. And I'm sure that there are a lot of challenges besides what you just mentioned. So I want to ask you this, like, so as a startup founder, like you, of course, have to make a lot of decisions every single day. And how do you go about, like, you know, what is your, you know, everyone has their own way of making decisions. Like, what kind of decision maker are you?
You know, the first half of the day is all about decision making. And I'm very involved with marketing. I'm very involved with, you know, wherever my team is stuck. So, you know, I have to solve that issue. That's what entrepreneurs are for, right? We have to solve the problem. So, I mean, it's an everyday job. It's like, you know, there's one problem coming up and the next problem coming up. So I'm very involved with the tech part, with the marketing part. And, you know, I just wear different hats now and then. Yeah.
Is there a way for you to like look at a problem and then to solve it? Like, is there a certain way you deal with problems?
Yes, because I don't stress about it and I just see the possibilities. And then, I mean, God helps solving it because I just, I use all my resources whenever there's a problem, I just contact, you know, the more experienced people than I am. So, I just use all my resources and we get the problem solved or just give it a quick brainstorming session. And then, you know, I just come up with a solution. Okay. Just do this, whatever is possible at this stage, do this and get it sorted. Yeah, I'm a very impatient person as well. So I kind of, whenever there's a problem and if there's something, that is delaying the process. So I'm literally on it, you know, I just want to, you know, kind of like get it done.
So when people, when they have startup founders, when they first start doing business or they, you know, start or launch their website or start doing things, they discover a few things that they didn't think of beforehand. So they had some assumptions, but it turns out it doesn't work. Things don't work that way. What was some of those learnings for you when you started out?
Startups are kind of, you know, they evolve with time because it's like, you have to see what's going on around you and you have to change the paths. I mean, that's how it works. And you have to, I mean, it's an ever-changing market, you know, you have to just, you know, pace with it and stuff. So when I started out initially, I had very, very ambitious plans. I wanted to start off with, you know, a lot of things, but you know, I kind of like slowed down then because you know, I just realized it just takes time to kind of, you know, develop one thing and then you have to kind of, you know, start another thing. So yes, we changed a few things as well because we started as Kiddo and then we later once we went through the branding exercise, we changed it. We changed the entire the model into, you know, the name into nani.pk. And with it, you know, we have a lot of, we are very involved with creating, an advanced tech, e-commerce. We are working, I can't reveal it right now, but obviously it's like, yes, new things, you know, keep on coming up. And then obviously, we have to, you know, see what's going on around the market and then, you know, we deliver accordingly.
You mentioned a little bit about marketing. Like, you know, you are involved with almost everything, but, you know, I'm sure as a startup founder, one of the biggest things that you're involved with is marketing. What is how do you approach marketing? Is it mostly like, you know, word of mouth? Are you relying on partnerships? Are you going through social media? What are some of the channels that you're using?
So we are just trying to do something different from what everyone else is doing. I have a very staunch belief that collaborated marketing campaigns, they work really well. Yeah, so we are doing the, you know, offline, online marketing, obviously, like everyone else. And then we are doing offline campaigns as well. You know, that word of mouth kind of like, we are more focused on the awareness campaigns because that's how the e-commerce platforms can, you know, play most on. So we are trying to introduce our Nani to, we want it, you know, like there in every household. as a name for every household. Yeah.
If I were to ask you, and I know it's really early, like you just started out. So if I were to ask you, how do you look? What's your North Star metric? And like, what's the, you know, 5-year, 10-year plan?
Oh, well, it's gonna hit the market really well, because right now we don't have a very direct competitor in that way. And, you know, whoever is working in this child niche, the parents can't really connect with them in a way that they can't connect with a brand. So we are trying to build that emotional relation, with parents. So I think it's gonna, because everything's there, and we have the quality control and everything. I think we are taking the responsibility of what we are selling. I mean, because there's a lot of spam nowadays on with online, especially kids' business, because parents are really conscious of what they're giving to their children, and then what toys they are using, and does it come from through a proper channel or not? So we kind of make sure that the supply chain that we have is coming from a reliable resource. So it's gonna hit perfectly well. Yes.
So let me ask you this: KPK is not that known when it comes to startups. At least, you don't see that many startups.
Yes.
Most of the startups are, of course, from Islamabad, Lahore, Karachi, and all that. So would love to learn a little bit more about what the ecosystem is like within KPK. Like, are there a lot of startups? Is there help available? What about the talent?
We have NICs in Peshawar, but not many entrepreneurs come up from KPK. They're very few. I mean, I can just count them on my fingertips who are from KPK. And you don't usually see girls coming from there. So I'm enjoying that limelight that I'm getting, because we were all over the news recently of, a girl from KPK would come up here and, started this business. So, yes, there are less opportunities, there is less exposure. And then, when it comes to startup, a lot depends on networking. So, I mean, you learn a lot, you kind of, you get a lot of exposure for the startup ecosystem through networking. So, I mean, that thing is obviously lacking over there. There's obviously a very big market in Karachi, Islamabad, and Lahore. So I'm also kind of based in Lahore Collabs. So there are a lot of networking events happening, and you kind of connect to the startup ecosystem people, and that kind of moves the needle forward.
This is my first time talking to anyone who actually can tell me a little bit about the KPK startup scene. So that's why I was like, okay, you seem like the kind of person who would know what's going on.
Yeah, so they have recently kind of launched the NICs, and government is they have just recently started working on the IT segment, but still there are there's a lot of it's very male dominating over there, and but I still feel there's lack of networking opportunity in KPK.
Right. So how is it like, working out of Collabs and, having your team there? Like, what's the energy like?
So, when I started working, I was looking for, a place which was a little posh and, had a lot of opportunities. And, because when I joined, Collabs helped me a lot, to connect with people I wanted to, and to get the resources and stuff. So yes, it was not only a co-working space, but they did help me with a lot of other things. That's why I just stayed, and been a year, I'm their loyal customer in that way. Yes.
So yeah, I won't take much of your time. Well, thank you. I'm really excited about you, and you recently launched, and I wish you all the best. I look forward to maybe connecting with you in the future, see how it's going. Best of luck and best wishes to you. And so far it seems
thank
like you're
so
very
much.
Passionate about what you're doing, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thanks for having me, Zahid. It was lovely to be here and have this conversation with you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for listening to the Misal podcast. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and will thank me by writing a review or sharing it on social media. Make sure you follow and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Thanks again. See you soon.